today is Director Brian Nesvik with the Wyoming Game and Fish. Director, good morning. Happy New Year to you.
Well, good morning and Happy New Year to you and all your listeners, too.
Appreciate you taking some time, as always, to chat with us on the what's happening with the Game and Fish. Of course, New Year is a time of reflection and whatnot. And when you look back over 2023, what's maybe some of the high points in your mind from the Wyoming Game and Fish and what you guys were able to do and accomplish this past year?
Yeah, certainly. So, you know, actually, I'd probably start off with talking about how the year started with one of the most impactful winners that any of us have seen. And that was certainly felt right there on the ground and in your listening area. And so, yeah, we started the year off in kind of a rough spot with significant mortality to particularly pronghorn and mule deer. But, you know, there's some great news stories from this past year. Wyoming still remains free of zebra and quagga mussels. I think that's a continually important achievement for our state to have a goal each year to do that. Our surrounding states aren't that fortunate. You know, this past year we were able to put over 1,000 collars on mule deer to really up our game on monitoring mule deer movements and their use of different habitats and how they live on the landscape. We had another great year of successful gray wolf management. This is year 5 of wolves being delisted in Wyoming, and I think the state has once again proven that we're the right entity to be managing our wildlife. You know, we had the Dry Piney Wildlife Crossing project that was completed. That was a big achievement, multi-million-dollar project, and now we're not too far from there beginning a new project. We started the planning for that last year, and there's a lot of good stuff going on. We started the sublet antelope migration corridor process, and that'll be moving through the commission and potentially through the governor's executive order over this next year. But lots of good stuff going on for our great wildlife.
Absolutely. Well, as we look ahead now, we've had a few listeners reach out to us asking questions about a proposal from the Game and Fish to the Forest Service to continue using the Del Creek and Forest Park feed grounds, which is part of Lincoln and Sublette counties and includes the herds and the Grays River area of our listening audience here in western Wyoming. And so the Forest Service has a comment period that's open now. From the Game and Fish side, go ahead and tell us what this is. Of course, the feed grounds have been a topic of discussion for a long time, not just this one, but all of them. But let's specifically look at this one in the Del Creek and Forest Park area and what this proposal is.
Sure, absolutely. So we have 8 feed grounds in western Wyoming that are on forest lands. And in order for us to operate on forest lands, to have the infrastructure, you know, the hay sheds and the feeding operation, we've got to have a permit from the Forest Service. And this has been the standard operating practice on all of those feed grounds for decades. Every 20 years, those permits come up for renewal. And so both the Forest Park and Del Creek feed grounds came up for renewal here a couple of years ago. So the Forest Service initiated their process. They have to go through a full NEPA is what it's called, NEPA process or environmental impact statement. Our recommendation to them was that they issue us another 20-year permit. And so they just went through this process and it's out. They developed a set of alternatives. One was to simply grant our request essentially or no action. Another was to phase feeding out on these feed grounds. And another one was to stop feeding immediately. Those are the three options that they identified in their environmental impact statement, and now that's out for public comment.
Looks like until January 16th for public comment. Director, I don't want to ask you to speak on behalf of the Forest Service or anything like that, but we've had some listeners show some concern that the Forest Service is maybe leaning towards not granting the use for feed grounds on that area. So maybe speak to what the impacts could be if that were the case, and kind of where you feel like this is at right now.
Yeah, I'll just start by saying the Forest Service folks that we've worked with there on the ground and even at the regional level have not led me to believe they've really come to any conclusion. I really don't know where they're going to go, so I want to start by saying that. But certainly we believe, you know, we understand that there are definitely, you know, feeding isn't the perfect scenario in every case, but the bottom line is that we're here now and I've been feeding elk in this area for over 100 years. And there's places where we're going to have to continue to feed elk in the near term and potentially over the midterm and potentially over the long term. There's just we've given direction to our folks to look for opportunities to reduce our reliance on supplemental feeding, but there are certain places where that under today's circumstances isn't possible. So on those two particular feed grounds, you know, an immediate closure would have some significant impacts. We would have to immediately try to figure out what to do with those elk that are accustomed to being fed in those areas. We would have to work very hard with the local livestock producers and landowners, because certainly conflicts would increase immediately. There would be increase in brucellosis risks for domestic cattle. So, you know, if the Forest Service did make that choice, there it would be problematic for us and I know for a lot of our stakeholders in that area.
So again, the comment period open until January 16th. Director Brian Nesbitt with the Wyoming Game and Fish on the Weekday Wake this morning. Director, anything else you would like to mention about this proposal for the Del Creek and Forest Park elk feed grounds in the Bondurant area or any of the other feed grounds in general?
Yeah, I think it's important to know when we engaged in this or started down this road of the process to develop this feed ground plan that is also was released here this last summer, and we're finalizing that now. You know, that plan recognizes the need that we need to look at every feed ground on a feed ground by feed ground basis and look for opportunities to reduce our reliance on supplemental feeding. But it's a long, long-term process. And I think that, you know, I'm hopeful that that we're going to be allowed as a state to kind of follow our plan and proceed down the path that we know is best with our local biologists and managers and game wardens on the ground.
Director Brian Nesbitt with the Wyoming Game and Fish Department this morning. Director, switching gears a little. Of course, all of our listeners here, obviously in-state residents, at least the vast majority, I'm sure, but maybe some family and friends from out of state. Looks like there may be some recent changes to non-resident elk hunters to be aware of in 2024.
Yeah, so the non-resident, the way that non-resident elk licenses are going to be issued is going to be similar to how non-resident deer licenses are with regions. So for the general licenses, where it used to just be one giant statewide pool, now there will be regions around the state, many, many fewer regions than what we have for deer. But this was a recommendation of the Wyoming Wildlife Task Force that's now gone through our commission and through public comment. And anyway, I think it's going to be a good new way to issue licenses. And it's in regulation. And of course, if we find some places where we need to improve it, we have that opportunity to do that as well.
Director Brian Nesbitt, Wyoming Game and Fish Director, as always, appreciate your time. Anything we missed you'd like to touch on today?
Oh, I think we're good. We covered a lot of ground today, Duke.
Absolutely. We'll touch base again in a month. That's Director Brian Nesbitt with the Wyoming Game and Fish. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on SVI Radio.